Hey, it's Big Joe for your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, Absolute Comfort. Chris Wedekin is the owner, and he tells us why many homeowners are giving up their air conditioners for a high-efficiency heat pump.
By removing your air conditioner and replacing it with a heat pump, you are not only saving by getting a higher-efficiency air conditioner, the heat pump works in reverse and saves you money in the wintertime as well.
See if a heat pump is the right move for you by going to absolutecomfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
We are the Hammer and Nigel Show, having a good time with you today.
Always, always.
So we talked yesterday about this Caitlin Clark press conference. It was her welcome to Indy press conference.
Big red carpet rollout for sure.
Right. Tyrese Haliburton of the Pacers was there. We heard from Caitlin. For the most part, pretty solid day. I say for the most part because there's somebody that did not have a positive experience yesterday, and that's Greg Doyle. He is a sports writer for the Indy Star, and he's getting beat up on a national level now.
International. It's this story is in the Daily Mail, UK edition.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw it in the New York Post earlier this morning. So we're going to play you the audio.
No, here. I can't listen to this. It's so cringeworthy.
So this is Greg Doyle talking for the first time to the Fever's new draft pick, Caitlin Clark. And at one point, he makes the heart symbol with his hands, okay? So take a listen.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
Making the symbol.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, cool. Let's start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine.
Oh, why do you keep making me listen to that? That is so cringe.
Doing it to me and we'll get along just fine.
Oh my gosh. I know you mentioned it briefly yesterday. I didn't think it was, and it just, I think when like Dave Portnoy called him a sexist pervert on Twitter. I think that's kind of when it started to go viral and go national, then international.
Right.
Oh, man, that's so... It's so awkward. It's like listening to nails screech down a chalkboard.
Because the heart symbol she makes is something that she does with her family. Like her mom and dad go to a lot of these games, right?
So she'll make a three-pointer and or win a game or whatever, and she makes this heart symbol with her hands.
Right.
Okay?
Right. And Greg Doyle feels like all of a sudden he's family too because he's the big ball-headed sports writer in the town. And he wants Caitlin to respond to him in the same way. That's very weird. And you know what? I've heard worse things at a press conference. It's not like he asked her, you know, what color her undies were or something like that. But the thing with Doyle is he's the first one to pick on somebody for something else. So listen, payback is a you-know-what. Now it's coming back to him. How do you think Carson Wentz feels right now?
He said some terrible, vicious things. Printed them in print in the Indy Star about Carson Wentz and his back status and COVID and people that didn't want to take the vaccine in general, and it was all rubbish. It was all wrong. I mean, Caitlin Clark got an apology, and he's ironically now getting tons of clicks off his Caitlin Clark apology. But I'm more outraged at the car. I muted him on Twitter. After the Carson Wentz stuff and the COVID stuff and saying, you know, we're going to have to put, you know, mobile morgues and the body bags will be stacked up outside the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I cut all that. That COVID fear porn put.
He was a COVIDian. He was a total COVIDian.
And so with this, you're right. It's not like, it's not the most over the top thing I've ever heard, but he fanboyed out. And it was awkward, and he embarrassed himself, and it went viral. And now he's trying to benefit from his awkwardness by writing an article. You look on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it, and it's got millions and millions of views. He's been ratioed a little bit.
Right.
But I don't know, man. I mean, if he's getting the clicks, what's most important in that business, man? I'm not saying it's right. I don't like the guy, or I guess I should say I don't like his opinions. But boy, those clicks are piling up.
I'm not somebody that wants people fired, even the people I don't like.
No.
I am not calling for him to be fired at all. But there is something delicious about things coming full circle. If you're going to be the flamethrower, if you're going to be the controversial guy, and you're going to go after Carson Wentz, and you're going to go after, you know, other sports personalities in the city, you damn well better be ready when it comes back to you. Because that's what's happening right now. You know, he tries to be Mr. Tough Guy, and he surrounds himself with all the little liberal butt sniffers over at the Indy Star, and they probably take it because he's the face of the paper. But once you get outside that bubble, you just become a weirdo. And that's how Caitlin Clark was looking at him. It's like, you're old enough to be my dad. Why would I make a heart symbol to you? I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, there's some creepiness to it, for sure.
Right. And again, I am not calling for him to be fired, but it is delicious that it's happening full circle.
I doubt we'd be getting the same grace from him if it were one of us that said it, or if it'd be Clay Travis or Coach Dockage. Wonder if we'd be getting, you know,
right.
He's...
Oh, he'd be doing an article on it now.
Oh, please.
It'd already be out there. He'd be flabbergasted and blah, blah, blah. So what goes around comes around, man. What goes around comes around.
Like, even if she were to come in here in this casual atmosphere that we have on this show, it wouldn't even occur to me to say something like that.
Right.
Trust me, in my 20s, I've said plenty of inappropriate things to chicks, but it was after 10 beers, 5 shots of Jaeger at 2 o'clock in the morning at a bar. I wasn't doing my job at a press conference with the biggest male or female athlete in the world right now.
One of them for sure. So what we've done here at the Hammer and Nigel show is we've put like some scary movie trailer music behind that press conference. If you didn't think it was cringeworthy before, now imagine this is a movie trailer that you watch before, like a scary movie you're going to in October.
Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine.
Oh, God. Don't make me ever have to listen to that awkwardness ever again.
That's creepier than the Blair Witch Project. Good Lord.